Welcome to episode 71 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we continue our retro-style episodes for hashtag Mitty Goes to Austin, telling the story of our epic road trip to Tesla's newest mothership, Giga Texas. Today's episode is entitled Day 4, Chasing the Golden Ticket. April 7th, 2022, was a day that held the promise of seeing the inside of Giga Texas during Cyber Rodeo. Many were in town just hoping they too would join those well-known influencers in the Tesla community who already had their invites, each with its plus one for a guest. We knew some particular details from the permit application submitted to the Travis County Commissioners on March 22nd. These details courtesy of Gary Mark at Blue Sky Kites on Twitter. Security would be provided by Travis County Sheriff's deputies. Shuttle buses would be provided to transport attendees to and from Giga Texas. Two stages would be set up, one outside and one inside. 70% of the event would take place inside Giga Texas. The other 30%, we saw some of those preparations the day before. A fireworks permit was approved, which by the time April 7th came along was in question because there was a drought going on around Austin. But as the day approached, it was evident there would be a fireworks display. The approval also included a traffic and safety plan for a slightly reduced figure from the original limit of 15,000 attendees. Of course, we had already put two and two together that you had to have an invite to get in. It was not likely that there would be other opportunities to join the party. Although there had been some hints, Elon saying that the gates would not be super strict led to a rumor that later in the day there would be a loosening of the gates. We were hoping so. We woke up that morning after a rough night's sleep in anticipation of the event and enjoyed another great breakfast at the Hyatt place. Our friend Craig was busy with breakfast where he was staying. Our plan was to be together in Mitty and share our experiences throughout the day. We had already decided that if one of us would have the opportunity to attend Cyber Rodeo, we'd find a way for all three of us to gain entrance or none of us would go. Craig really was insistent on that. What a great friend. I would have been perfectly happy to see him have the opportunity alone, as getting two more people in would be a real challenge. We didn't think there would be gates of entry by which anyone who wanted to join the party could enter. You had to have a QR barcode that uniquely identified the parking lot that you would park in and a unique number that authenticated your ticket. Yeah, we knew the chances were small to score the golden ticket, but we would give ourselves every legal opportunity to get in. We already knew that Tesla Owners Club presidents each had received an invite with a plus one for a guest. Our club president and his wife would be going today, and we had heard that Tesla employees all received invites with a plus two for two guests. So there was hope that maybe someone would have additional invites they were willing to share. Some of our Tesla Universe friends had invites, and they, of course, already had someone else going with them. It was a tough ticket to get, but the chase was part of the fun we had that day. Clubhouse was the social app of choice for Tesla Universe members during the week. Via a private room, we were in constant contact along with several Discord channels, and it was during some of those private discussions that an invite came to us to join some of the Tesla Universe members, including a number of very well-known Tesla Twitter influencers who had pooled their money. They all rented a beautiful Airbnb home in an exclusive gated community in Austin. We were provided with the address and set Mitty's navigation. We were letting FSD Beta drive. However, at this time, We were still on an earlier version than the OG testers had. Yeah, that still goes on to this day, doesn't it? And we had several disengagements as we got closer to the gated community. As we got closer, the neighborhood felt more and more like Malibu. The houses got bigger and bigger and more luxurious as we went. When we arrived at what we would later call the Tesla Universe Mansion, I was in awe and felt a little out of place. What a beautiful house and so big! The driveway was very steep, yet no challenge for Mitty's all-wheel drive. We just had to be careful once we parked that we didn't get Deborah's wheelchair too close to the driveway. No sooner did we start walking in, we were warmly greeted. We had members who had come all the way from Germany, the UK, Canada, and various US locations for the chance to get into Cyber Rodeo and, more importantly, just be together. It was so wonderful. People that I had met online, I could now meet in person. Some at the mansion already had their invites, and everyone was discussing what their plans were for later in the day when the gates would open. We had one person who explained that they were very adept at getting into exclusive events without a ticket. They shared a list of some of the other events they had experienced in the past and seemed very confident they would also get into Cyber Rodeo. I was a little skeptical, but would check back the next day to see if they did in fact get in. Details on that in our next #MittyGoesToAustin episode. After a round of introductions, we took a tour of the mansion. It was a fully furnished, move-in ready, 7-bedroom, 8-bathroom home, complete with dishes, linens, etc. This estate was nestled into the Westlake hillsides of Austin, Texas. A Mediterranean old world style house that offered a resort style pool, hot tub, grotto, and waterfalls up to 40 feet. The 8,000 plus square foot estate included a fully equipped movie theater with surround sound and tiered reclining seating. Downstairs, it had a speakeasy with a wine cellar, with separate refrigerated cooling and a full-size safe. One of our Tesla Universe friends had taken on the challenge I announced earlier in the week on Twitter of collecting McDonald's Szechuan sauce packets for me, a very rare commodity. In fact, he and his wife presented me with no less than 7 packets, which, when combined with the ones I already had, completed the entire set. They still are sitting in my fridge to this day and always remind me of this special time. Needless to say, a great place to visit and solidify our friendships while we waited to leave for one of the parking lots others already knew about, and we were informed of as a chance to get in. Before we left the mansion, we had everyone there sign the back of our Tesla plaid shirts, a special keepsake that will never be worn again, nor washed for that matter. As we left, we headed for one of the parking lots where invite holders would park, go through security, and board shuttle buses to be driven to Giga Texas. As we approached, we received a picture on our phone from another member of one of the QR-coded tickets we could show to gain access to the parking lot. It matched the location with some text identifying the parking lot, and we were assured by others who had already gained access that the QR code wouldn't be scanned, just looked at by the parking lot guard. Sure enough, it worked. We parked Mitty and proceeded to the security checkpoint in an attempt to get in. Of course, we knew we couldn't use the QR code, as it had already been scanned for someone else's entry. There was a booth before you were scanned that offered help for those needing their invite checked or approved. We stopped there and explained that, while we didn't have an invite at the moment, we were interested in gaining access with anyone else still having a +1 or +2 available, and that we had asked our local Tesla Owners Club for help, and they were still checking if anyone else in our club had any extra invites they wouldn't be using. At that time, we were asked politely to return to our car and wait until something turned up We weren't very hopeful, but we returned to Midi and spent the rest of the afternoon listening to KMOX and Cardinal Baseball as our 11-time world champions opened the regular season beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-0. As we approached 6 p.m., Craig asked for a favor. Now, you and I know that when a friend asks for a favor, you deliver. He simply wanted me to check if, in fact, the gates had opened up for more people who didn't have an invite. So, I got out of the car and started walking towards the security gates to ask. On my way in the parking lot, I see one of my new Tesla Universe friends sitting on the ground, smoking a cigarette with a Tesla security guard. He wasn't at the mansion, but was on Clubhouse earlier in the day, explaining he would also try to get into Cyber Rodeo without a ticket. The story he told me was that he had tried 3 times and was told to not try again if he wanted to avoid going to jail. The security guard was with him for support, as his phone was not getting good enough cell reception to hail an Uber to pick him up. I asked the security person if the gates would actually open up, and he confirmed that the rumor was false. I was happy to offer my new friend a ride, so he and I walked back to Midi, and he got in the back seat with Craig. We agreed together that our last chance would be to drive to Giga Texas and try using the QR code there to at least park in their parking lot, if they were allowing that. We simply didn't know, but the adventure continued. We get to Giga Texas quickly, as we had already driven there yesterday and did gain access to the parking lot. It turned out there was, in fact, a gate there for some of the invitees. We told our tale of woe, and again, we're told we could go no farther. Also in the parking lot were the Tesla booty dancers, who had already tried to dance their way past the gates. Others who were at the mansion were also outside the gates, as some of them had their plans for gaining access dashed. As the sun was starting to go down, we decided to leave and travel to the closest supercharger. Midi was close to 20%, and we could charge there and then park at the convenience store and watch the live stream on Midi's 15-inch screen. The live stream was awesome, with the drone show starting things off after an over 20-minute review of everything Tesla. The drone show included the Cyber Rodeo logo, Nikola Tesla's bust, a road in the sky that became 4 wheels and then a red Model Y that then morphed into the Cybertruck, then Doge made his appearance, and finally, haha, yes. A flyby of the outside festivities then transitioned to another video that included the Model Y with horns on the front that we had seen pulling a conveyance for people parked in the parking lot. At about 35 minutes into the live stream, we saw the stampede of Model Ys, followed by a tour of the inside of the factory, and then again the Cybertruck and Model Y. Finally, it was time for Elon to make his entrance in the first Roadster Tesla ever made. He drove on to the second stage within the factory. It was great to see Elon in the cowboy hat and Cyber Rodeo t-shirt. He talked about past, present, and future. We learned all about the layout of Giga Texas along with other technical details, and we four had a great time sharing the live stream in Midi in the comfort of her white seats and amazing HVAC system. After Elon announced that deliveries of Giga Texas Model Ys would begin now, the Cybertruck made another appearance with Franz driving it onto the stage. Franz was quick to say, "This is the only truck you'll need." Then Elon finished things up with, "Let's get this party started. I love you guys." With that, the fireworks display started. From our vantage point at the supercharger at Austin, Texas, off of FM 969, we could easily see the fireworks from the parking lot. When the fireworks ended, it was time to get everyone back to where they were staying. And our adventure of gaining access to Cyber Rodeo was at an end. Yet, tomorrow was another busy day, as we did have tickets to TeslaCon. We'd meet more Tesla enthusiasts and continue the party there. That's it for this episode. Love to hear from some of our listeners via Twitter at LifeMidi and via email lifewithmidi@gmail.com. Also, I'm on the Clubhouse app at LifeMidi, member of Tesla Universe on Clubhouse, and on the Wisdom app, where I do an occasional electric vehicle Q&A. And don't forget about the unofficial Tesla Voice Commands list and app. You can find it at teslavoice.glideapp.io. Never forget to empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.